With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. On her first trip abroad as Vice President, Kamala Harris will meet today with Guatemala's president. They'll discuss ways to stem the flow of people north to the U.S. Guatemalan President Alejandro Yamate tells CBS's Face the Nation the surge of illegal border crossings is partially a result of the change of administrations in Washington.
The message changed too. We're going to reunite families and we're going to reunite children. The very next day, the coyotes were here organizing groups of children to take them to the United States. We asked the United States government to send more of a clear message to prevent more people from leaving.
Tomorrow, we'll find Harris in Mexico, where she'll be meeting with that country's president. She has yet to visit the border that she's in charge of helping to secure. Russian President Putin signing a bill to withdraw from the Open Skies Treaty, which allowed the U.S. and Russia to send surveillance flights over each other's military facilities. President Trump previously pulled the U.S. out of the pact. Later today, President Biden will meet with the NATO chief at the White House.
NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg pays a visit to the president in the Oval Office.
The president and the Secretary General will discuss the June 14th NATO summit in Brussels and many issues on the NATO agenda.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says those include transatlantic security in the face of challenges from Russia and China and the threat of cyber attacks.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, there have been two arrests in connection with last month's road rage shooting. Left a six-year-old boy dead in Orange County, California. The suspects expected to face murder charges. A child who was in a booster seat was shot as his mother drove him to kindergarten. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 42 points. NASDAQ futures 13 points lower. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. The mother of the teen accused of killing a St. Johns County girl, turning herself into authorities over the weekend. Crystal Smith, Aiden Fucci's mother, tampered with evidence, according to a statement from the sheriff's office. Smith was booked into jail shortly after noon Saturday, but released about 100 minutes later on a $25,000 bond. The 14-year-old Fucci is accused of killing Tristan Bailey. A man dead after being shot by a pizza delivery driver Saturday. This happened in Glynn County, Georgia. Cops say they were dispatched to the area after being called by the driver. A man found dead with a gunshot wound. The delivery driver said he acted in self-defense. An elderly man is dead after a house fire in Arlington. Apparently the fire started after the man used his oxygen mask while smoking. A man behind bars arrested for robbing the Family Dollar on Blanding Boulevard. Fortunately, no one was hurt. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Lawyer, author, host of Life, Liberty, and Levin on Fox News, Mark Levin is here every weekday evening from 6 till 9 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with some of that slow traffic on the Buckman Bridge headed towards Mandarin. You'll add an extra 3 or 4 minutes. And as always, slow traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Cassett and Lane Avenue. You'll add about 5 minutes there. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Thunderstorms with heavy downpours today, the high 84. Tonight, cloudy with the low of 74. Currently, it's 79 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Democrats plan to overhaul state elections with greater federal roles may not happen, as West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin announced he plans to vote against it. With the surge of illegal immigrants crossing the border, the Washington Post reports President Biden's $6 trillion budget proposal does not include funding increases for the Department of Homeland Security. And Republicans will be back at the table this week to work on an infrastructure package with the White House.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
We've got another hour ready to go. Plus, we have the podcast following the morning show. Just go to WBOB.com, click on right where it says the Ed Dean Extra. Hey, good morning, my friends. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, all the way with you again for tonight a.m., the three fastest hours anywhere in Morning Talk Radio, right here on Talk Radio WBOB. The White House says it will continue, and it has over the weekend made more concessions by dropping down to a $1 trillion spending package and by lessening the tax increase when it comes to corporate taxes, but Republicans still say they're not on board.
Sessions from President Biden as he tries to get Republicans on board with his infrastructure plan. The president initially asked for $2.3 trillion. Now he's come down to roughly $1 trillion. And for now, he's willing to table his plan to raise corporate taxes from 21 to 28%. Instead, he's asking corporations who pay little to nothing now to pay a minimum of 15%. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says it's still a non-starter.
ABC News' Mary Bruce. In April, the unemployment numbers went higher to 6.1. A million jobs was predicted. Did not come to fruition. Over 600,000 plus was supposed to be created in the month of May, but only 560,000 jobs were created. Some say that missed the mark.
559,000 jobs were restored in the month of May. The unemployment rate does go down 0.3% to 5.8%. So we got sort of half of what was expected. Unemployment was supposed to be at 5.9, according to the Bloomberg survey, and it was 6.1 in April. The total change in private payrolls, 492,000. The estimate was for 610. Yeah. So that's even lower than the initial print on that. So you got to say there is a bit of a disappointment in the way the numbers are coming in.
That's Bloomberg's Mike McGee. With the surge of illegal immigration that's been taking place under the Biden White House, some are asking, hey, what's going to happen more? Would there be more Border Patrol agents whatsoever to deal with the crisis at the border? But Fox Business Network Maria Bartiromo points out in the latest budget proposal for 2022, underneath the Biden presidency, there is no increase in DHS.
President Biden released his fiscal year 2022 budget. In all 72 pages, not once does this budget mention border security. That in the budget, it's got $4 billion allocated to Central American countries. There's zero increase in spending for Homeland Security. No increase in defense spending, because when you actually compare it to inflation, 1.6% increase means it's negative defense spending. EPA gets an increase of 22% in the budget. IRS getting $80 billion to hire 86,000 new auditors.
A bill dealing with election laws that would allow the states not to have any more enforcement of voter ID and would drop the voting age from 18 to 16 past the U.S. House. But now it looks like it may not go anywhere in the U.S. Senate, as Democrat from West Virginia Joe Manchin announces yesterday he'll vote against it.
Senator Joe Manchin said he will vote against a sweeping election reform overhaul bill, putting the fate of the legislation in jeopardy in the evenly split Senate. Manchin, one of the Democratic caucus's most conservative members, zeroed in on the partisan nature of the legislation, which has not attracted any Republican support.
That is from TheHill.com. A recent Pew report finds that after an initial sharp plunge in tax revenue in many states are now flush with cash as lawmakers have got a major influx of federal billions of dollars into their states. Now they're passing budgets with record spending.
When you look at state and local budgets, there was a lot of fear last year that these budgets were going to collapse because there was so much strain on their resources for unemployment benefits and Medicaid and things like that. And they depended on sales tax revenues, which were being hit. What happened was they weren't hit as hard as a lot of people expected. Part of that was because they did get a lot of federal aid last year, but it wasn't as bad a crisis as people expected. Some economists say, well, maybe it's going to happen this year instead of next. So
that's from the Wall Street Journal's economics reporter, John Hilzenrath. And unemployment benefits hitting even here in the city of Jacksonville is a problem to hire more people. A franchise owner of V's Pizza in Georgia had recently put out on a marquee that he apologized to customers because he said, quote, sadly, due to government handouts, no one wants to work anymore. And evidently, social media went after the company.
A sign posted at a popular pizza restaurant has sparked a heated debate on social media.
Yeah, it accused the unemployed of not searching for work because of government handouts.
Social media users started in on popular restaurant V's Pizza, founded in the San Marco neighborhood in Jacksonville. A sign posted to one of their restaurants said, "Sadly, due to government handouts, no one wants to work anymore. Therefore, we are short-staffed." V's Pizza owner Paul Scott says the message was not approved by any of their corporate owners and was posted by a Georgia franchise of the restaurant.
That's from News 4 Jax. So we'll have more on this coming up in just a little bit. By the way, how many of you would go to a V's Pizza if you saw that marquee out in front saying, hey, people don't want to work?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Government handouts, because you're telling the truth. Would that incline you to do more business with that business? We'll ask that coming up next. 10 minutes after 8 a.m., Ed and Roger Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with that slow traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Cassett Avenue and a little before Nelson Street. And you'll still add about 4 extra minutes. Other than that, we're looking pretty smooth. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Thunderstorms with heavy downpours today, the high 84. Tonight, cloudy with the low of 74. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence.
I deployed with the U.S. Army in 2003. I've been in 8 different IED explosions. I don't know how many gunfights we've been in. 5.5 years of combat, it takes its toll on you. A lot of cumulative experience and trauma.
Canines for Warriors pair specially trained service dogs with vets in need.
You know, the thing I can tell you about my dog is his eyes have that perfect amount of judgment, but also that perfect amount of love. And no matter what I do, he just looks at me like I'm either an idiot or I'm the best thing in the world. He's my cranky old man, and I love him.
Your generosity will go right to work to help pair a struggling warrior with a shelter dog trained to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Give your best gift today by going to caninesforwarriors.org.
CopyFax, your local Jacksonville-based office product provider, has a new name, CFX Office Technology. CFX is your one-stop shop for all your business document needs. CFX offers state-of-the-art office products and document management systems. A local Ricoh and HP dealer, CFX is committed to Northeast Florida and dedicated to our local churches, nonprofits, and small business owners. Visit CFXOffice.com for all your business needs. CFXOffice.com.
Satisfy your comfort food desires at Hangar Bay Cafe, 2294 Mayport Road. From Florida's best fried chicken to ramen and more, Hangar Bay Cafe is open 7 days a week. Dine in or order online at hangarbaycafe.com for pickup or DoorDash delivery. Support your local veteran-owned restaurant through these challenging times. You're always welcome at Hangar Bay Cafe, 2294 Mayport Road. For pickup and DoorDash delivery, visit hangarbaycafe.com.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A Pew report finds many states who took fiscal hits during the COVID pandemic have rebounded to pass record state budgets.
Travel experts say they believe cruises out of Jacksonville could resume by the end of July. And employment numbers for the month of May saw an increase of 559,000, lower than what economists had expected.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, good morning. Coming up on 8:15. Before I get to the calls at 904-831-0600, one of the questions, I'm getting a lot of emails, and would you knowingly, I think it's almost, some of you said, Ed, it really, it's almost like a catch-22. Would you hire somebody for employment when the unemployment's running out? Would you hire them knowingly that they just milked the system? Would you hire them to come work for you? One of my friends, a business owner, says, well, Ed, he goes, if they milk the system, then he goes, if they come work for me, they'll milk the family leave, the sick time, and everything else. Kind of an interesting thing, but many of you are saying with today's job market that you'd probably be forced to hire them. 904-831-0600, Florida State Representative Democrat Anna Escamani says that the reason why we do not need to get rid of unemployment benefits is, well, I'll let her say it, where it acts like none of you out there, you had to take unemployment because there are no jobs coming back. And here's the clip. See if some of you can make some sense out of this.
Many of the folks that we have right now who are still on unemployment and who are very scared of losing these federal $300 benefits include mothers. It includes our seniors. It includes our veterans, folks who cannot work a typical 9-to-5 job, folks who cannot be on their feet all day.
Really? I mean, well, Ed, who's going to pay for their child care? How are they paying for the child care? Oh, I don't. Well, they were scraping. Well, guess what? Teach us some good work ethic. Keep scraping because you might make more down the road. Because remember, this is only temporary when it comes to unemployment benefits out there. And now she's making excuses. Well, they're elderly people and they're veterans. Well, I don't know any too many elderly people. I mean, they're working. I don't know if they're working full time. Mm-hmm. Veterans can't. I mean, really? 9-to-5. How many jobs do you know these days are typical 9-to-5? On their feet.
Okay. Standing up and walking around 9-to-5. That actually wouldn't be a bad job considering
get some good exercise. Yeah.
The exercise Americans need these days.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying, here was the owner. A lot of emails coming on the V Pizza. Here was, real quick, before I get to the calls, a Georgia owner of V's Pizza put out, hey, you know, we got too many lazy people. We can't get enough people to come to work, so we apologize if you're waiting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I don't blame him for saying that. I bet you he's getting business blown up. Well, the liberals on social media decided to, let's go after V's Pizza. The problem is you went after the wrong V's Pizza. Their franchise owned. The liberal left decided to go after one in Jacksonville. Here's what the owner of this V Pizza, Paul Scott, said.
In that sign and the wording of that sign, there's so much wrong with it. But the one truth of the sign is everyone is having a hard time hiring because the reality is what we can pay our staff, you know, typically one of our staff members makes $14, $15 an hour. If a person is sitting home and they have children that they've got to put in daycare and they're able to get almost as much money staying at home with and keeping their kids versus paying daycare, nobody blames a person for making a smart decision for what's best for their family.
Smart doesn't mean always right, but I mean, he's somewhat got a point, but the bottom line is, I'm not here to make excuses. I guess evidently he, you know, San Marco, which I've been to the V's Pizza, it's very good. He doesn't, I don't want to offend anybody. So, I mean, you can sit back and say, we didn't put in our marquee, so don't come after us. I think he could have done a better job instead of trying to placate to both sides here. Take a position for crying out loud.
Well, I get what you're saying completely, but I also understand that if you're going to, you know, have to lose money by going back to work, and you know this is just going to be temporary and you haven't built an empire that's not going to come collapsing once you get back, then, you know, I can kind of get why someone would want to be on unemployment a little longer. My question is, would you hold the same standard to someone who's getting government, maybe with what's called corporate welfare, maybe working in the agriculture business? The family owns a big family farm and, you know, you're, you know, one of the heirs of that. So you sit at home, you get a government assistance from the family farm. And at the same time, you're hiring illegal immigrants to pick the vegetables. And then you want to go back and get a job. Would you not hire that person?
How do you mix apples and oranges on that? You're talking about a business owner. These aren't business owners. These are employees.
But they're getting, but their business is subsidized by federal money.
And a lot of businesses, which I don't agree with, are. But the bottom line is they're working. If they got a contract with the government, they're still working, right?
Maybe, maybe not. Maybe they're getting the passive
income. Just said they're hiring. Well, it doesn't matter. They earned it or whatever. The bottom line is, if they earned it or they inherited it, that's one thing. When you're working out there, knowing that you're working, oh, but the government's going to give me unemployment, so the morality of the story is pushed to the side and said, let me be lazy, let me collect unemployment. It's no different than welfare recipients.
Their daily schedule may be looking at videos all day long and playing on the PlayStation.
By the way, some people are getting paid for that.
While some guy walking in from Honduras is doing all the work.
So if they earned it.
First of all, they're hiring someone illegally, so that's against the law. You talked about the morality.
How do you know they're hiring someone illegally?
Well, I'm just saying hypothetically. They say I'm giving you a scenario.
I don't live off of hypotheticals. I live in the reality. Reality.
We're not just picking on poor people. That's the only thing I'm trying to do. Because there are people who are bringing in lots of money who are on the higher income scale who are doing things that may not be as ethical either.
I don't disagree with that.
Would you hold them to the same standard?
But this is apples and oranges. You could be talking about corporate welfare.
There's no way you can't do apples versus oranges when you compare poor versus rich. I'm just trying to come up with scenarios that you can consider. You may not think it's a problem.
Okay, but
where someone's getting government money from the taxpayers, and then secondly, they're hiring people against the law who are illegal immigrants while they aren't working all day long. they're basically just going to the bank every couple
fair enough.
Weeks.
But that hasn't had nothing to do with workers who are getting unemployment when they could be working. That were working beforehand.
They could hire American citizens, and they could be... And they don't have to take the government subsidies.
Current workers that could be working decide not to work, because unfortunately the government says we're going to pay you more to stay home, is no different than somebody receiving welfare, because they can get more money not to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, if you mix it with that, it's not valid.
Well, I'm trying to think of a PPP example, but the government did shut these businesses down, so I can't come up with something.
I'm not different with you. These got PPP. Okay. I'm with you on that. So I'm just saying, I think it's just on this one, it's just a little bit different. All right. Let's I'm trying to look at the V's Pizza here. Somebody sent me an email. All right. Let's take some calls. Let's go to Brian on line one. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey, man.
Yeah, I was just calling. I think the problem I have with this situation that's going on is there's actually no data points that anyone can point to that the reason service-based industries like food service are having a hard time getting employees is strictly on unemployment. While there is data to show that many people who are in those fields at the beginning of the pandemic used the time of the pandemic to learn a trade or a skill to get a certification, I don't want to serve food anymore. I'll be a customer service representative. I can make as much money working at a call center from home that I can in a restaurant with 90% less of the problem. But the other point I want to make is V Pizza, $663,299 in a forgivable PPP loan. That's kosher, but giving the workers directly the money is not cool. And I just don't understand, it's a slippery slope on both sides. And that's what Roger said. It's like 62% of agricultural picked in the United States is picked by undocumented labor. And that's kosher as long as I can spend only $1.99 on an avocado.
I don't differ with you, but that's mixing apples and oranges in this story here.
I didn't miss. No, I brought that up as a second point. My original point, which is not apples and oranges.
Okay.
If a business can receive $500,000 in taxpayer money to continue to do their business, how is that different than giving the money directly?
Well, considering that the PPP is supposed to be spending on nothing but business, which is what they're doing. And then secondly, I don't know anybody was getting trades during the shutdown. Can you tell me anybody was getting all these licenses during COVID shutdown? Because unless you were learning them online, a lot of the classes didn't take place. Now, did they? Which they still offer in-house classes.
Some people are industrious and they're taking online classes.
But if that's
probably
the case,
very few, though.
But if that's the case, then the government numbers show that, is what I'm saying. I understand people taking advantage of the situation. All right? But the bottom line is you can't be... He said it was the second tier. The bottom line is that they had to use all the PPP, otherwise they can go to jail and get busted.
How many businesses?
So the government shuts you down, and then you begrade them for getting a government handout? By a court of law, that would be substantiated legal.
We know lots of business owners. How many business owners did you know that weren't directly infected, they weren't shut down because of the COVID pandemic, but they still at least investigated the PPP opportunity?
I don't know of any.
You don't?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, except for essential workers, who was shut down? Publix's? Walmart's? I don't know. Did they get anything? I don't know. I doubt it. I don't know. But the PPP was offered to them. They took it. And there are a lot of people that abused it, by the way. And they should get kicked in the rear end for jail, pay it all back whatsoever. All right? So, all right. More calls coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
It's probably the most boring day ever to be a traffic reporter, but it's a great day to be a driver because nothing's holding you back but the red lights. So just take your time. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Thunderstorms with heavy downpours today, the high 84. Tonight cloudy with the low of 74. Currently it's 79 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
Proverbs 22 verse 5 says this, "In the paths of the wicked lies thorns and snares, but he who guards his soul stays far from them." We certainly need to guard our soul from becoming wicked and relying on our resources to maintain a reverence for the Lord so that we might guard ourselves from the wickedness that is out there. There must be a level of humility and fear of the Lord in order for us to be successful stewards and in order for us to grow closer for the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Deck Place Firearms in River City Gun Range is in Palatka. With pistols, rifles, and shotguns in stock for sale, they buy, sell, and trade guns. Some ammo available. River City Gun Range has 6 55-foot lanes, air-conditioned. The only indoor gun range within 60 miles. River City Gun Range offers concealed carry classes, gunsmithing services, and after-hour group rates. Veteran-owned. 706 St. John's Avenue, just off U.S. 17, Palatka. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9:30 till 5, Sundays 9:30 till 1. Call 386-328-9290.
Is your child struggling in the classroom? Do they struggle to read, spell, write, or focus? Is homework frustrating, takes hours with tears and meltdowns too? Be a big part of their solution. Call the Morris Center, Ponte Vedra Beach today to unlock your child's full learning potential. There's never been a comprehensive solution like this in Northeast Florida until now.
I'm Dr. Tim Conway, and my team brings 35 years of expertise with cutting-edge, scientifically proven methods. Enroll your child or teenager now at themorriscenterpvb.com.
Are you tired of pre-recorded financial shows that try to scare you into buying annuities and life insurance products? I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee. Together we host the Van Wee Financial Hour, live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Van Wee Financial is a fee-only financial planning and asset management company here on Florida's First Coast.
We bring you current financial information and analysis without the scare tactics.
Most of all, we answer your financial and investing questions live on the air.
Tune into the Van Wee Financial Hour and call us every Saturday morning at 10 right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, we're up against the bottom of the half hour, so we'll take some more breaks on the other side. I mean, and more breaks. We'll take some more calls in the other side of the break at 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. So what if somebody took, I didn't take any PPP money.
Would you have, you qualified?
Yeah, because we got hit. I probably used it, okay. But I would have used it for work.
Okay.
But I didn't. I didn't even apply for it. But that's the bottom line. So the question is, well, they took PPP money. Well, when he shut, in a court of law, if you get shut down, you got to be due just compensation. It's kind of like eminent domain. They've got to marketplace give you the money if the government's going to take away some of your property. So kind of weak. But anyway, all right, more coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. On her first trip abroad as Vice President, Kamala Harris will meet today with Guatemala's president. They'll discuss ways to stem the flow of people north to the U.S. Tomorrow, Harris visits Mexico to meet with that country's president. She has yet to actually visit the border that she has been put in charge of helping to secure. Russian President Putin signing a bill to withdraw from the Open Skies Treaty. It allowed the U.S. and Russia to send surveillance flights over each other's military facilities. President Trump had previously pulled the U.S. out of that agreement. Later today, President Biden will be meeting with the NATO Secretary General at a meeting at the White House. There have been two arrests in connection with last month's road rage shooting, left a six-year-old boy dead in Orange County, California. Dow futures up 46. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Patrick Johnson. An elderly man is dead. This follows a house fire in Arlington Sunday. Jacksonville Fire and Rescue responding to a call late in the afternoon. Investigators say the blaze was started because the man was using his oxygen mask while smoking. The mother of Aiden Fucci, the teenager accused of killing Tristan Bailey, is facing a charge of tampering with evidence. According to an arrest warrant, security footage from inside the home shows Fucci's mother, Crystal Lane Smith, going into Fucci's room, taking a pair of blue jeans into a bathroom within their house and scrubbing them in the bathroom sink. The arrest warrant stated that those same jeans tested positive for blood. The drain sink also tested positive for blood. Shortly after turning herself in to cops, she was released on $25,000 bond. And the Glynn County, Georgia Police Department says a pizza delivery driver shot a man to death in self-defense on Saturday night. The delivery driver claimed he was being robbed. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Rush Limbaugh.
I am Rush Limbaugh, your highly trained broadcast specialist showing everybody how it should and can be done.
The sharp end of talk radio's big stick.
You listen here, you are on the cutting edge of societal evolution, which means you will know what's important before what's important becomes important.
A radio experience you'll never forget.
Everybody remembers the first time they heard this show.
Proud to be the voice of conservatism in Jacksonville. And beyond, WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
It's probably the most boring day ever to be a traffic reporter, but it's a great day to be a driver because nothing's holding you back but the red lights. So just take your time. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Thunderstorms with heavy downpours today, the high 84. Tonight, cloudy with the low of 74. Currently, it's 79 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With a surge of illegal immigrants crossing the border, the Washington Post reports President Biden's $6 trillion budget proposal does not include funding increases for the Department of Homeland Security. Republicans will be back at the table this week to work on an infrastructure package with the White House. And the Democrats' plan to overhaul state elections with a greater federal role may not happen, as West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin announced he plans to vote against it.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
I'm reading some of the Facebook posts on VSpeeds. I just kind of mentioning some of the things right there. So anyway.
We need to go there.
A lot of comments. I just find it, Roger, you haven't been there.
I think I have. I just don't remember it. I haven't been recently.
No, I don't. How is it you forget weed? I don't forget any of that stuff. More, I'm just looking at some of the VSpeeds. Anyway.
Maybe hey, I eat out too often and I forget.
Yeah, 834. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Good to have everybody here. Let's take a couple more calls here. Let's go to James on line 12. James, good morning. What's up, man?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Government creates the problem, and then they come in with a solution that creates another problem. Ronald Reagan said it best, the closest thing to immortality is a government program. They created the unemployment here so people could stay at home during the COVID crisis, and now when they try to take it away, they scream bloody murder that they're taking away their unemployment benefits. Well, what were you doing before the unemployment benefits? There are jobs out there. Why are they not taking the jobs? They're screaming up and down saying it's unfair that you're taking it away, and they're using the elderly, veterans, and other people. Well, were they working before then? If the answer is yes, then get out there and get a job. Stop leeching off the government. The problem is the government creates a program. They tell you to stop working. They want to raise our taxes, and then all of a sudden they're saying, well, we want to keep people on unemployment. Okay, so you create a double negative. You got the government trying to raise our taxes when you limit the workforce contributing into taxes.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. Yeah. You're right. The government creates a system. I mean, then again, let's be honest. How do you blame people for not taking advantage of the system?
Mm-hmm.
You know? But, I mean, to sit here and make excuses, well, there's all these jobs, and what if the guy worked 9 to 5 and they can't get on their feet? They got to worry about child care. What did you guys do beforehand?
Yeah.
That's just my question.
Yeah, and I get those arguments. I just think we probably need to, you know, have the same standard of what's right and wrong to those who are wealthy. We hear stories all the time about senators and congressmen who don't even show up for votes because they're out hanging out all day long but still getting their full pay. People very often don't complain about that. I think we probably ought to put them in the same category.
Well, yeah, but reality world is that'll never happen.
Okay.
So it's just unfortunate. So.
All right.
All right. 904-831-0600. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB. Let's get to it. Jonathan Williams, who is an economist with the American Legislative Exchange Council, on our newsmaker line. ALEC.org is the website. So DeSantis and about, 21, 22 other states have said that they're going to end, I think it's not on the same timeline, but they're going to end their portion of the federal money of the unemployment benefits, saying, hey, we want people to get back to work out there. This is going to have to come up for a vote when in about three and a half months before the fiscal season ends for government and kicks in a new one. Is this unemployment? I mean, Democrats have got to realize this isn't selling with a lot of voters out there. People just sitting around getting money not to go back to work.
It's a great point there, Ed. And I think you've even seen this shift dramatically over the last even week or so, even with the Biden administration. You know, pay attention if everyone saw that, the press conference recently where the administration has now backpedaled and said, maybe we should and we will let this expire on September 1st. Around Labor Day, as suggested. Previously, they had been advocating for extensions. Obviously, the Democrat majorities in both chambers, especially the progressive wing of the parties, wanted even a greater per-week benefit, but they settled on the 300 as a compromise. Then we get all this data we see from the NFIB survey, we see from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and others coming out to say this is absolutely keeping people away from the workforce. And even the Federal Reserve Bank, Ed, just said that, and I think the Biden administration realizes they have a real problem on their hands, not only policy-wise, but now political as well.
So, let me ask a loaded question. Roger and I have covered the Andrew Yang universal basic income. It's kind of has kicked up in some of these states, mostly in some of these liberal cities out there. I take it if the Biden White House would be smart to go down what you just said, eliminate the unemployment benefits when all these jobs are coming back. It doesn't make any sense. But having said that, with the amount of money that some of these states and local municipalities are giving out for, quote, trial balloons for monthly incomes, then I guess you could get away by not extending any more unemployment benefits, huh?
Well, right. I mean, we'll see how this works out when we get a little bit further down the road. But early examples suggest, obviously, as does Economics 101, that this will be a huge cost to the taxpayers and, of course, lead to a lot of very bad incentives.
Let me play. Here is ABC News Mary Bruce with that, where the Biden White House is making concessions on the cost of the infrastructure package and on the tax policy. Listen to this.
Some major concessions from President Biden as he tries to get Republicans on board with his infrastructure plan. The president initially asked for $2.3 trillion. Now he's come down to roughly $1 trillion. And for now, he's willing to table his plan to raise corporate taxes from 21 to 28%. Instead, he's asking corporations who pay little to nothing now to pay a minimum of 15%. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says it's still a non-starter.
All right, what is his 15? Explain this to the audience. What is this 15% corporate tax they're talking about?
Well, I think there's a little bit of confusion even around Washington and the news stories on this particular topic, Ed. And I don't know that there's any been anything definitive, like said, as parts of the administration are talking different ways on this. I do still think that there's a real threat that the rate could go up significantly above 21 for the business tax rate, even though the president's gotten a lot of pushback to say this is going to make America less competitive than communist China and other competitors of ours across the globe. But the minimum 20, the minimum 15 could mean what Janet Yellen just talked about that we've talked about before, Ed, which is a global minimum tax rate, which begins to go at the low-tax countries like Ireland and others that have attracted so much of the corporate activity and manufacturing in recent decades because they've been competitive and lowered their business tax rate. I personally not a fan of limiting tax competition or free markets or freedom, and it seems like a very bad precedent to set because at some point, what does the G7 get together and say, well, guys, the minimum tax rate in the world is going to be 30%, and now all of a sudden we've got real problems. So I think it's a very dangerous precedent to set if that's what indeed they're talking about.
Yeah, here. But what does it say that the Biden White House now is compromising, going down a lot on an infrastructure package, and now they're saying that, well, maybe we'll just hold off on the 21 to 28% corporate tax rate to fund all of this? Or is this just kind of a shell game going on?
Well, this is how negotiations work, right? And as we've talked about many times here, if they had the votes in Washington to pass this massive new tax increase and so-called infrastructure package, which is a very tiny percent that actually goes to roads and bridges and real infrastructure, they would have already passed it and it would be signed into law by President Biden weeks ago. And now it's really a sense of they're chasing votes. It is a very narrowly divided Congress, as we know, and Joe Manchin, to his credit, has begun to stand up to say we need something that's bipartisan, and as long as the Biden administration's kept these massive tax increases on businesses in the package, they know they're not going to get Mitch McConnell and his caucus in the Senate to sign on. Now, obviously, on the spending side of it, they're still a ways apart as well. I do think that will be an easier gap to bridge versus the tax increases that are really a non-starter coming out of COVID and putting U.S. businesses at that much disadvantage.
Here was the latest from Bloomberg News, Mike McGee. So it's kind of interesting. He reports that many saw the jobs report. I mean, heck, 560,000 jobs created. I love it. Having said that, he says if you combine the 2 months, remember in April there was supposed to be almost a million, only 200 and something thousand jobs were created. They predicted 600 plus thousand, only 559 were created. So it's less than half of the jobs predicted for the last 2 months. This is what he said.
559,000 jobs were restored in the month of May. The unemployment rate does go down 0.3% to 5.8%. So we got sort of half of what was expected. Unemployment was supposed to be at 5.9, according to the Bloomberg survey, and it was 6.1 in April. The total change in private payrolls, 492,000. The estimate was for 610. Yeah. So that's even lower than the initial print on that. So you got to say there is a bit of a disappointment in the way the numbers are coming.
I mean, is it really a disappointment, Jonathan, with the latest job numbers?
Well, you know, I tell you, people forget how just colossally bad the last one was. And I think people did gloss over it. We had a couple of days of news cycles where people talked about it. But that was a dramatic failure. This new number is pretty positive overall. It doesn't quite make up for the loss in the previous month, as we talked about here. But I think the one story that nobody's really talking about, maybe outside of us, Ed, is, you know, the fact of what is driving the positive news across the country and what is driving this top line number. And it's actually the states And you mentioned it, Governor DeSantis and the 20-some other governors who have decoupled from the benefits on the enhanced federal unemployment, have gotten people back into the workforce. By the way, these are the governors in many cases that didn't have the draconian lockdowns during COVID over the last year plus. And these are the states in the 2%, 3%, and 4% unemployment rates nationally, where you, on the other end of the spectrum, you have the high tax, big government states like California, New York, New Mexico, Connecticut, Hawaii. These are the states that are dragging that overall American number down.
We're, there's a story that came out, Pew, which does a lot of Pew polls, had come out. They did a recent report. They say after all the sharp plunges in tax revenue of last year, now because of the federal government pouring billions into states, even Florida's one of those states, that now all of these states, and by the way, Florida's the same thing. I hate to say this, but they've got a record budget. They're up almost $10 billion from last year out there. And so now all of these states are flushed with amount of money. And yet, here's the question. They can't use it for tax cuts. What do they do with this? Again, if the states spend a lot more money, how are they going to, if it's just a one-time spending bill that's not reoccurring money, I think I would have doled all of this maybe to state reserves or something.
Yeah, that would be a smart move, is to not add to the baseline spending, as we say, so then it sets us up for, you know, real problems ahead. You know, and this is a dramatic turnaround where even before the bailout of the states in March was signed into law, state and local governments were ahead from the previous year on revenue. Of course, when we were shouting from the rooftops saying this is a huge waste of taxpayer money to bail out state and local governments after they're actually up in revenue, we were kind of still living in a 2020 mentality, I guess, in policymaking in Washington, that felt that states and cities and their lobbyists had reminded members of Congress that, you know, they had, you know, real wants, I guess, in spending. And so we got into this very difficult situation now where we have so much money there, it's not going to be good for taxpayers, Ed, because states are going to overspend in many, many cases. And that's very unfortunate.
That's what's going on. Jonathan Williams, economist for the American Legislative Exchange Council. Good to have you on today.
Hey, always good to be with you, my friend.
Thanks so much, Ryan. All right, man. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. All right, more coming up next. 904-831-0600. Right here, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with that usual slow traffic on JT Butler headed towards the beach a little before San Pablo. And you'll still add about 3 extra minutes. And we're looking pretty smooth everywhere else, so take your time. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Thunderstorms with locally heavy downpours today. The high will be 85. Cloudy tonight with a low of 73. Right now it's 80 degrees.
Florida's economy depends on restoring America's Everglades. Everglades restoration will not only improve our environment, it will create 65,000 new infrastructure jobs and support hundreds of thousands of jobs tied to the real estate, recreation, and tourism industries. Let's invest in our future. Restore America's Everglades. Create jobs. Learn more at evergladesfoundation.org.
Get out of the house and be active while knowing you're safe. The YMCA means it when they say your safety is their first priority. They're checking everyone's temperature that comes in, and there are also disinfectant wipes placed throughout the facility so you can triple check that everything's squeaky clean. The YMCA is opening with limited capacity. To see what programs need reservations and to see how the Y is keeping you safe, check out their website, fcymca.org. That's fcymca.org.
This year marks the 64th anniversary of Boker Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 64 years, they must be doing something right. And that something is good old-fashioned customer service. For 64 years, Boker Shoes has provided orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Father's Day is coming up on Sunday, June 20th. And a new pair of running or walking shoes for Dad would make a great Father's Day gift to help out. Boker Shoes
is featuring the Gravity Defier Accelerate. Buy one pair of Gravity Defiers and get the second pair 30% off. Not only do they look great, Gravity Defiers use VersoShock technology and are clinically shown to relieve up to 91% of back pain and 75% of foot pain, whether pain relief is an issue or not. These specially engineered shoes will make Dad feel like he's walking on air. Stop by Boger Shoes today at 1014 Park Street. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Have you been considering extra security for your community, home, or business, but unsure of where to start? Sunbelt Gated Access Systems has the knowledge, quality products, and services to provide you with affordable, effective answers. Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is your trusted local company specializing in fully automatic swing and slide gate operators, access control systems, and video surveillance systems. Whether it's for a multifamily community, single-family home, church, office complex, medical center, country club, or commercial property, Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is your best choice in Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia. Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is fully licensed and insured, a nationally certified automatic gate system designer, and a proud member of both the Northeast Florida Builders Association and the American Fence Association. Sunbelt's trusted professionals have been providing immediate solutions with lasting results and outstanding customer service for decades. Visit sunbeltsys.com.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Travel experts say they believe cruises out of Jacksonville could resume by the end of July. Employment numbers for the month of May saw an increase of 559,000, lower than what economists had predicted. And a Pew report finds many states who took fiscal hits during the COVID pandemic have rebounded to past record state budgets.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, let's go to Robert, who's been waiting. Hey, Robert, good morning. Thanks for waiting. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome. Look, I'm missing a couple of dots. On one end of the spectrum, the unions are supporting the Democrats. On the other end, the Democrats are paying people to not work so they can't join the union. I need some dots to connect these two things. Can you help out?
You know, that is probably the best call I've heard. That is a great question.
A brilliant analysis, Robert. Brilliant.
Yeah. You know, I don't know, Robert, that's a great point you just brought up. I have no clue.
Me either.
All right, man. Are you a big union guy?
No. Okay. Man. I'm 80 years old and never joined a union in my life.
All right. Well, Robert, that is an excellent call. I appreciate that. And that's kind of interesting is, so if the unions...
Well, I think the common denominator, they consider people who own businesses, especially successful businesses, to be the bad guy for some reason.
Yeah, but the unions, because unions are all still working. Mm-hmm. Interesting, man. Tell you, it's always good to be a union worker, isn't it? I mean, just think of some of the back pay you can get, and you can still get paid, you know, with COVID and all the other stuff.
I believe it has its negatives, because first of all, if you're paying your union dues, at least up until recently, you're inadvertently supporting political candidates with whom you do not necessarily agree. And then secondly, what if you're a standout employee who's really, you know, got a lot of potential, you're contributing more than anybody else? They're basically dead weight, and they're getting all the credit for all the work you do.
You just made me think about something. You can't get rid of certain workers because of...
That happens without unions, too,
right,
by the way.
But let's say union contracts, you can't fire certain people.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that if you try to fire them, they complain? Can the same union worker also sit back and say, well, you haven't promoted me because you're discriminating against me, but underneath my union contract, it says this? I'm just kind of curious about that.
I believe a lot with union contracts, it has less to do with performance and aptitude. It basically has to do with how long have you worked there.
You may be right. You know,
if you've just been twiddling your thumbs and other people who've been there maybe a shorter period of time have been doing all the work.
So Roger's not like the common folk. Roger has all of these agents for his TV and radio career. So
there is one agency.
I know. So let me set this up. Let me set this up. Everybody, let's say that a local union Or let's, and I'm not bashing them, I'm just saying, let's say a local police union or a fire union or school teacher unions, mm-hmm. or let's just say a union overall, AFL-CIO, oh, we want people to go work for so-and-so. They're making $20 an hour. The union says we want them to make $25 an hour. We want a $5 an hour increase, okay? Okay.
For everybody.
For everybody. The company comes back and says, well, we're only going to pay you $22.50. So you still got an increase, right? Mm-hmm. But you didn't get the full increase that you wanted, so everybody wants to blame the company. Well, my question is why don't you blame the negotiators on the union side? Because you could have probably gotten more, let's say, maybe more opportunities for stocks, more opportunities for healthcare. Mm-hmm. But everybody always blames the other side. It's what's called an impasse. They can't come to an agreement. Why does anybody ever blame the union reps for, if you can't get a whole loaf, I'll take a half a loaf, mm-hmm. right? Right? I mean, that's just the way.
Right.
So it's always the company's fault instead of somebody blaming the union. You ever get that?
I believe the bigger problem is there's no incentive to work harder, you know, because you're going to be compensated just as much as the guy who does the mediocre minimum to get by.
Interesting. Yeah, unless it's in your contract. All right. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with that usual slow traffic on JT Butler headed towards the beach a little before San Pablo. And you'll still add about 3 extra minutes. And we're looking pretty smooth everywhere else, so take your time. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Thunderstorms with locally heavy downpours today. The high will be 85. Cloudy tonight with a low of 73. Right now it's 80 degrees.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
How much of the history of Memorial Day do you know? Originally known as Decoration Day, it was created in the years following the Civil War, not becoming an official holiday until 1971. The Civil War claimed more lives than any conflict in American history and led to the creation of the country's first national cemeteries, of which Arlington is the most famous. Each Memorial Day, a national moment of remembrance takes place at 3 p.m. local time. Remember that today and more. Give thanks for those who were willing to lay down their lives in order that their posterity might be free from tyranny. Even more, give thanks to the one who came from heaven to lay down his life to pay for our sins and deliver us from judgment. If you know someone who lost a son, a husband, a wife, daughter, or other relative while serving their country, thank them today and pray for them. They will appreciate it, and you will be blessed for doing so. Enjoy the day they made possible for us. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services, you get a huge network of doctors, you get great customer support, and you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. There's so many different ways to give back to rescue dogs and military heroes, donating your time, your talent, and your treasure. Canines for Warriors does their very best to help you be a part of their important mission that focuses on saving lives, both furry and human. Help stop 20 veteran suicides that occur every single day. Donate at caninesforwarriors.org.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, Roger, so a lot of the emails we've been getting this morning was on the V Pizza.
Okay.
You know,
V's Pizza.
V's Pizza, yeah. Okay. V for Vendetta.
They need to advertise with us.
Yeah, they do.
I got a lot of free publicity.
They
this
just
morning.
Did this morning. I've just what's that address? I'm hungry. A lot of emails coming in. The unemployment thing. Yeah, I think I don't think this is a lot of people saying, Ed, you know, we understand what Roger, everybody's agreeing with you. They say they see the glass half full and half empty, and they say, Ed, we understand where you're coming from, we understand where Roger's coming from. It's smart for them to do that, but the government creates the problem, and then, you know.
And it's going away soon, at least
let's
in Florida
hope so.
And Georgia, because the governors have said no more federal unemployment.
Yeah, this is going to tick off a lot of people. I'm just telling you, it ain't going to sell with a lot of voters going, hey, I'm actually working, and, you know. And by the way, who wants to go look for a job 4, 5, 6 times a week? That's just, you know. And then you got to show it. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Start your own business.
Thankful to God every day for the show. All of you to tune in. Our podcast comes up next at WBOB.com. Click on the Ed Dean Extra. And Ed and Roger will be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Tuesday right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.